Jimmy Godfrey never cheered until his junior year of high school, when some girls convinced him to join the squad. Godfrey's school, Salina South, had never had yell leaders before, and he was always looking for new things to do, so he agreed. Godfrey went through all of the clinics and made the squad. From there, his love for the sport only grew. Godfrey met other yell leaders during his freshman orientation for college. He was invited to join them and the girls from the squad. That evening, they taught Godfrey how to do multiple co-ed cheer stunts. He made the Fort Hays cheer squad and later met his future wife, Hallie. In the spring of 2000, Hallie made the KU squad and moved to Lawrence along with Jimmy. She had run a small tumbling program in Hays and wanted to continue coaching, so they continued their coaching career at Spirit of Kansas. Jimmy started off only coaching a couple of jump classes a week, then tumbling classes, and finally the senior cheer squad. They started building their cheer program at Spirit for 5 years before they got married and realized that if they wanted to make a living on it, they would need to own a program themselves. In the end, the two decided to break off from Spirit and create their own program. In March of 2005, GeForce Athletics was born. When Godfrey was in high school, competitive cheer was very small and only really available for people in large cities. Throughout his life, he has been able to witness the sport evolve into what it is today. GeForce Athletics was a competitive cheer gym that had tumbling and jump classes, along with multiple cheer squads of different levels and ages. Godfrey was a strict coach who pushed his cheerleaders to become the best they could be. The teams competed in many competitions throughout the year and rarely had a break. During summer, they worked at creating their routines and conditioning to prepare for the competition season, and during the school year, they would have practices twice a day along with attending tumbling classes to improve their routines. Godfrey's favorite memory from his time with the gym was the moment that together and family became real and it became more than just a gym. On June 2, 2019, GeForce Athletics closed. Godfrey and Hallie had to make the difficult decision to close the gym and focus on their two children. It was a very emotional time. The teams learned earlier in the season about their decision and finished off the year sharing in GeForce's final memories. Many of the former cheerleaders chose to continue their cheering career elsewhere, while others followed different paths. Godfrey stays in contact with many of them and makes it a point to attend their events. When asked in an interview about what he believed his favorite achievement was, he responded, claiming that all of his former cheerleaders are his greatest achievements.